The prevalence of galaxy overdensities around UV luminous Lyman dollar, math BF alpha dollar emitters in the epoch of reionization, by E. Leonova et al. Before the end of the epoch of reionization, the hydrogen in the universe was predominantly neutral. This leads to a strong attenuation of Li alpha lines of Z is greater than or equal to 6 galaxies in the intergalactic medium. Nevertheless, Li alpha has been detected up to very high redshifts, Z approximately 9, for several especially UV luminous galaxies. Here, we test to what extent the galaxy's local environment might impact the Li alpha transmission of such sources. We present an analysis of dedicated Hubble Space Telescope, HST, imaging in the CANDELS, EGS field to search for fainter neighbors around three of the most UV luminous and most distant spectroscopically confirmed Li alpha emitters, EGS ZS821, EGS ZS822 and EGS YZ8P7 at Z spec equals 7.73, 7.48, and 8.68, respectively. We combine the multi-wavelength HST imaging with Spitzer data to reliably select Z approximately 7 to 9 galaxies around the central, UV luminous sources. In all cases, we find a clear enhancement of neighboring galaxies compared to the expected number in a blank field, by a factor approximately 3 to 9 times. Our analysis thus reveals ubiquitous overdensities around luminous Li alpha emitting sources in the heart of the cosmic reionization epoch. We show that our results are in excellent agreement with expectations from the Dragon simulation, confirming the theoretical prediction that the first ionized bubbles preferentially formed in overdense regions. JWST follow-up observations of the neighboring galaxies identified here will be needed to confirm their physical association and to map out the ionized regions produced by these sources. This was the prevalence of galaxy overdensities around UV luminous Lyman dollar, math BF alpha dollar emitters in the epoch of reionization, by E. Leonova et al.